Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel Amin Aleph. The Gemara ended off yesterday explaining that in Shema it's Keneged the Aseres HaDibros. Again, there's some that we mentioned that says that Shema itself, just the Pasuk itself, is supposed to remind us of Aseres HaDibros, and you're supposed to have that in mind. So that's brought down even in Halacha. But the Gemara describes in detail where each aspect of the Shema corresponds to Keneged, the different of the Aseres HaDibros. So we did the first four at the end of Daf Yudalit, Yubeis and Mabeis. And the Gemara continues at the top. The next one, Kabed Esavicha Vesimecha. The fifth of the Aseres HaDibros, the mitzvah of Kabed Esavicha Vesimecha, Man Yibru Yumechem Yumechem. In order that your days should be lengthened. So there we know that mitzvah, and that mitzvah has a connection to the something that we see in here. The Gemara is going to explain where we see it from. And then we have Lo Sirtzach. Where's Lo Sirtzach? So again, first of all, Kabbalah Sivik Vasimecha is the fact that it's connected to Aman Yibri Mechem Vibinechem, which we know it says in Aman Yibri Mechem in the mitzvah. The Torah gives us that reward for this mitzvah. Matan Schar B'tzidan. It tells you the reward. So therefore, it's found in those words, Aman Yibri Mechem Vibinechem. The next is Lo Sirtzach. In the sixth of the Sirtzach Dibros, you can't kill someone. It's murderer. And Babarat Mehera, what does it say? That it says that you will be destroyed. Avaratem Mehera. Now, what is the connection? Man the Kotel and this Kotel. Because we know that Akash Baruch Hu does Mida Keneged Mida, and a person who kills is going to be killed. So if Avaratem Mehera, even though it's not the simple meaning of it, simple meaning in Mehera, Me'al Oretz HaTov HaShesh HaMesalach, talks about Golas, talks about Kol Yisrael will sin, they'll be redeemed. But it uses the Lashon Vavadatem, Mefarshim say, instead of the word, what should say is V'galisem, the word of Golos, that is Keneged Lo Sirtzach, that Avadatem Mehera, that a person will be killed if he kills. Next one is Lo Sinah, you can't commit adultery. Lo Zasur Achivach Ve'Venechem. And it's the puzzle, you can't go after your hearts and your eyes. And we know Amar Levi, Libra Ve'Ena, train Sarsuri Dechata. What makes a person sin? Two parts of his body, the heart and the eyes. Because Iksiv Tana Bini Lipcha Li Ve'Enecha Derechai Tetzarin. The pasuk says in Mishle that my son, give me your heart, Ve'enecha, and your eyes, and you go the right way. Protect. In other words, we know that without seeing, what makes a person go and commit adultery? His eyes saw someone that he's attracted to. And therefore the heart caused them to sin, and the eyes are the ones that began the process. So therefore, that's the pasuk of Sura Achri Levachim Echinecha. Amakash Rochu, if you give me your heart and your eyes, pasuk in Mishle, I know that you're mine, and if you're mine, and you gave me those parts of your body, which means you're dedicated to me, you'll be protected. You'll be protected from sin, from Chet. And I know that you're mine, and therefore, because Baruch Hu says you'll be protected from any of the averos, from especially the avera of adultery. These are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Pnei Moshe, and that would protect the person from adultery. The next one is Lo Signo. The eighth says, Dibros, you can't steal. It says you should collect what's your grain. What does that mean? So again, we dash in from here. It means yours and not someone else's, which means you can't, azhara against Lo Signo. The next one is Lo Sana Riachai Chakra. A person cannot be false witness. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It says, Ani Hashem Uksiv Va Hashem Elokim Emes. Right after that it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that Hashem Va Hashem Elokim Emes. Hashem is Emes. Now, we put these together, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. We put that words together. So therefore, what is it coming to, at the end of Shema, what's it coming to tell you? That a person can only say the truth, and swearing falsely, being a testimony, giving testimony falsely, is a clear violation of truth, of MS. And therefore, the Shema ends with this Hazara of the ninth of the Sersa Dibros of the Stana Bariacha Eid Shaker. comes Mao Emes. The Gemara sidetracks a little bit into understand what does this mean? What is Emes? What are we talking about Emes? Amar Abavo, Shehu Elokim Chayim Melech Olam. The Emes is that you accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the living God, Elokim Chayim Umelech Olam, and is the King of the world. And it's something that this is what you're testifying to. Emes means that. And the that's what we're supposed to say. The Pnei Moshe, interesting, gives an abbreviation that the word MS, three letters, Aleph Mem Tov, is representative of Elohim Melech Tamid. Hashem is King forever. And therefore, we should have in mind what we're saying when we say Hashem Lakechem Emes, and Ani Hashem Lakechem Emes, and what we mean to say, what we are saying, and what it's supposed to be. And that Pnei Moshe has an entire arichus here, goes into it, why we have to end with Emes, but he says this is the chasim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very severe, and therefore this is the keneged, one of the Aseres HaDibros. We'll see the second to the last one, and then where it just goes in a little bit deeper. I'm Rabbi Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Me'ato Levecho Ed Sheker. If you testify Ed Sheker against somebody, Ma'aleini Alecho, I will look at it, Ki Lidato Olai Shlebros Yishmanus. If you testified against me, that I did not create heaven and the earth. So you have a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, takes this thing so seriously that a person testifies, it violates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes. So you're not doing Emes. You're violating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore if you undermine HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're undermining everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including the fact that he created the world. And therefore, in essence, that's what you're saying. If you don't recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The last one is Lo Sachmo Beis Riacha. The last is the Dibros. You should not be Sachmo. You should not desire the house of your friend, which referred to, of course, means Eishes Chavero, Uksaftim, because it says, Uksaftim Zuz Beisecha. Again, the same idea. Beisecha, you put on zuzes on your door. It's Beisecha, below Beis Chavercha, not your friend's house. And so what does that mean? It means that you should have yours. And this is the Pnei Moshe again says, Bezem Nirmas Kaladibur Lo Sachmot. But if you want it, you're going to start with your house. Then Sov Yich Yakmut Ishto V'Chalashalo. It doesn't mean that you're just jealous of someone's house. If you're jealous of the house, then you become jealous of his wife. Become jealous of his wife, you're jealous of everything that the person possesses, and that is a clear violation of what the Torah tells you. And so again, the last Aseres HaDibros is indicative, the mirrors in this pasuk of Machsavtim HaMezuzot Beisecha, yours and not someone else's. So here we just had all the Aseres HaDibros, Marumas in Shema. Continues the Gemara, Tanan Tanimen, we learned in the Mishnah. And I'm going to give you another example of where we see it's included, the Shema. The significance of Shema, all this is included. We learned in the Mishnah, Maseches Tamid. Amalem Amnuna, the one that's appointed. We're talking about the Avoda of the Karban Tamid that is brought, and what is the process and the procedure that is done. So it said that we have here Psukim that are said. So the Amnuna is the first to the appointed one, which means the Skan Kohen Gadol, who is the one who does the avoda beyond what the Kohen Gadol does. He's there to assist. He said to the Kohen, Muna says to the Kohanim, Baruch Hu, ready to say Shema, Baruch Hu, Baruch Achas. He tells them to say a bracha. And they go ahead and make the bracha. So after that, after the carbon is brought, the carbon tumid is done, the avoda is done, they come out to say Shema, the Kohanim say Shema. But before that, they tell them to say a bracha. Which bracha is it? The bracha, we're going to say in a moment, which bracha it is that is to be instead before Shema. My bracha, what was the bracha? My master, Shema Shmuel, Zub bracha. This is Bechas HaTorah. Bechas HaTorah doesn't mean the brachas that we make for an aliyah. Bechas HaTorah, before Shema explained, means Ava Rabba. The thing that we say before Shema, we talk about learning Liman HaTorah, the beauty of Torah and the responsibility of learning Torah. This is what the Kohanim would say, the bracha they would say before Shema. Why is it only bracha Avirabah? What happened to the bracha of Yotzer or the other bracha? We're going to see in the Gemara and explain in a moment what the process of those brachas are. Says the Gemara. The Amar so the Gemara continues. And they go ahead and they would read the Aseres HaDibros. They read that Shema, And in that we see all the Tesoros HaDibros, everything's included in those words. Rabbami B'Shem Reish Lakish, Zosem Merah She'ein Brachos Ma'akvos. This teaches us that brachos are not ma'akev. Why are they not ma'akev? Because the fact you can put Tesoros HaDibros in the middle of Avirab and Shema, so what you're doing is basically you're mafsik. Yet it says that's the procedure that you can go ahead and recite, and that's the procedure that you should do these, to write, to recite Tesoros HaDibros. Why wouldn't that be considered ma'akev? Why isn't that considered ma'akev? Why is that integral to the Shema itself? It seems like it's part of the Shema. So what exactly does it have to do here? The Gemara is going to now explain. Why we say Dafka, why we leave this out, and what we're putting in instead of the Bracha. The Gemara says again, the Brachas are not Ma'akev. The Amar Rabba, well, this is what you're telling me, that's not Ma'akev. Is that true? Amar Rabba says, Amen Achata. The Gemara says that you have no Raya. If you don't have the Mishnah, you have no raya. Less shmei min haklal. You wouldn't be able to learn anything from it. In other words, you can't learn this halacha of being able to be mafsek as Tesoros HaDibros after the bracha. After when you say the bracha between bracha and shema, Tesoros HaDibros heinan gufa shel shema. Doesn't make sense. Why would you have to say it? That is exactly the Gemara says is shema. We just defined that in Tesoros HaDibros. In Shema, excuse me, that is a Tesoros HaDibros. We just went through each of the Tesoros HaDibros, where it's found. So what do you mean that you say that now Shema, so there was a goof of Shema, it's Shema, you just said Shema. That Shema, the Ramasar, Shema, Bechem, Shavayim, both of them say, but Din HaVisharu, Korin, Tesoros HaDibros, Kol Yom. But originally it was made that they were going to Mesakin, Tesoros HaDibros every day, so we have Shema every day. They were Mesakin every day to say, but Sibur, the Tesoros HaDibros. So the Gemara says, so why talk about when we do it? It's a good point. Why don't we do it? You have someone ready to do it. Why'd you do it? May tainus hamina, because the Gemara says they don't want to include that in, because then the mina would go ahead and complain. That maybe we'll say that no, these are the only ones that were given to Moshe Sinai, and anything else is not given. Only these Tesoros HaDibros that were given directly. That we can accept. But the rest of the Torah was not, it's not good. That is not acceptable. Where do we get that from? So we see that the Gemara wants to say that that can't be the Seder of the Kohanim, because that would be superfluous when we're saying right after Kriyashma, and that such difference is Gufashel Kriyashma. Therefore, it can't be that that would be repeating it, the Avodah is to repeat it, that we can't. That can't be. In the Bavli, we have a similar formula. The Gemara changes at this point into more of a pshat. Here, the Gemara seems to leave it without really clarifying as to why there would be a requirement for Shema if you have the Tesoros HaDibros saying it anyway, which is really a lengthy explanation of the Shema. Says the Gemara. The Gemara continues. Of Shmuel. But then I show you Korin Bash the Bullock Bilam Khayom. It was originally made that the entire Bash Bilam and Bullock should be said every day. The entire Pasha. The Gemara says, why Taka ain't Korin? So why Taka don't we do it? It says, Shlotrich at Tzibah, it's too much. We already asked them, taxed them to do a lot, to daven and put on tefillin, etc. But to go and tax them with more that they have to say a Tesoros HaDibros is something that's too difficult to do. Gemara continues. Avuna says, because it has Shechiva Mechina. So therefore, because it says that. Because it's written Yitzia in the Malchus, and Akash Baruch's Malchus is also written in the same posse. So what are we doing? In other words, it's telling us that these things in Shema, that we have in Shema, are also similar, that we include these as well. That if you look at the posse of Shechiva V'kima, so Tukmat Shavkov Kumecha, it basically has as well the formula of the of the formula of how one person is supposed to say so when you're even mekabel with Tesoros HaDibros, what a person is supposed to do, how a person is supposed to speak at that point, what are you supposed to say? So the Gemara says that, therefore, we don't want matriach letzibur, and therefore, we didn't add to say the whole thing, all the Tesoros HaDibros, as well as not adding these pashios that the tzibur doesn't say because it's too lengthy, it's too difficult, and we don't want to tax them too much. Anyway, it's major to give a seat of Malkus. That is something that we have, and therefore, Rabbi Lezer is because of the Nevi'im Ksuvim. The reason why we have that, Bila, that Pasha, why we want to include that, is because it's written in both Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim. It's written all over. This pasuk is recorded all over. So therefore, this great miracle that Bilam couldn't curse Klal Yisrael, and that should be included in all the tefillos, in all the. But Gemara says that we didn't do. The fact that even though it's a, even though the lessons are important and something we could learn, we could use, but we didn't want to metriach the Seber more than we have to, and therefore we did not add all these things into the Seder of the tefillah, the Seder of the Yom of the davening. Back to the Mishnah. We said the Gemara said that the Kohen, the Skan Kohen Gadol, would call out a bracha, one bracha, and they would answer. Myra, what bracha did he say? Myra, what bracha did he say? Gemara says Myra. First, the Mishnah Mishmul will do it Birchas Torah. He said Birchas Torah. But that was the one thing that he used to what we used in order to be able to go ahead and say the bracha, be able to go ahead and do the right avoda by Kriya Shema, is because you say Birchas HaTorah is the proper procedure that we do. Pray the Gemara, lo Birchas Yotzaras. What about Yotzaras? We know we have two brachas. What happened to the bracha Yotzaras? Why don't we include that? So Shmuel Ba'aba, read our video, Adayin Lyotzu Ba'maras. Because it's too early, because we're saying Kriya Shema, it's Machiv, it's still night. The lights haven't come out yet. It hasn't come out, so therefore it would be inappropriate to say Yotzaros. How are you going to say Yotzaros? In other words, what Mar is asking you, you're going to say Yotzaros when you're in the dark, when you're not in the light. Because if you're not going to make a bracha for it, you don't make a bracha for it. But if you're there and you're making a bracha as a savior on things that are there that you don't have to do, that you don't have to do. Says the Gemara. On Shabbos, Masifin Brachas, Levish Mishma Mishma Yotze. On Shabbos, we add another bracha. That would be the Mishnah that's going out. We go ahead and we come in and we say a kapitel at that point. We say a kapitel at that point. So Gemara says, my bracha. What's this bracha that we say? That we say that they used to say, they would eat on a bracha on Mishnah. People would say, eat on. What did they eat on? What bracha? I'm Rav Chilbo, Zui, this is the bracha. Hashokhim Abayez Hazer. That's the bracha. You got bracha. Mar says, what about the next pasuk? Ashurchem by Zayitai, but Enechem Chakviava, person who dwells in his house. Mar says, Benechitai Benechem is planted amongst you. Afa's brother, Afa, and his brother is going to make sure that you're going to be rewarded when you attach yourself to another person, and that you'll be able to go ahead and have peace with other people. Is the part of the brachas that's significant enough to say every once a day, to say it again, you say it after before Krishma. This would be part of the tefillah that we would say if a person would be able to do something, keneged the umos ola. So the Gemara says, the angel, what about the Gemara says, Elisha Moshano? So once a person went ahead and he got up to daven, Mokodem Kriyas Ushab. When he got up before Shema, before Kriya Shema, Torah Kabbalah, you have to say Kriya Shema right away. Don't wait for them. You got up early, say Kriya Shema right away. And then the Gemara says, Leachah Kriya Shema, what do you do? His Kriya Shema, you have to make Kriya Shema, Torah Kriya Shema, you have to get Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says, Levarich, you have to make a bracha. And bracha chole, ain't a bracha. Gemara says that this bracha that you have to make is which bracha? Masalaka Kriya Shema. You make it only after Kriya Shema. And it's other bracha. So again, what would happen? If a person goes ahead and you're learning before Shema, you have to make a bracha before learning. Before learning. Masalaka Kriya Shema, after Kriya Shema, you know, if you create Kriya Shema, then and it's other bracha. You don't make a bracha. Kriya Shema is the deciding factor of when a person is going to make a bracha. Gemara says, what's the difference? That we said that your person is if you passed it, if you have this man Krishma, you don't make a bracha, Hushashana al Asar. That only applies if you're studying it immediately, right away. Then you don't make a bracha, because right away you weren't about too long, and therefore you don't make a bracha. But where a person is not where it's still his mind with Krishma, then clearly a person should do Krishma first to make sure that he gets in his mind and not to worry about these other things that you get. It's only additional things that is not. Premosh says they have to really work that it's Shema, that's your chai, that's your chiv. Rabbi is your chiv. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rafunachon, Rafuna says, Nir and Agvar, it seems, Medrash Tzorok Levarach, it seemed to me that if a person is learning Medrash, he's making a bracha. Halachos, and so, a person who is saying Halachos doesn't have to make a bracha, doesn't have to make the bracha before, doesn't have to make Birkas HaTorah. Similar by Shema Yeshua Levi, Bein Medrash Ben Lachos, Bein Medrash Ben Lachos Tzorok Levarach. Doesn't make a difference whether you're saying Medrash, explaining Pshat Medrash, or you're explaining Halacha. Each one has a special bracha at home. It says this is a special bracha. Says the Gemara Vayta. Ama Rav Chiya Bar Vashi. Havina V'asuni Kamei Rav. Bein Medrash Havin Halachos Zakinu L'Mekva. Whether we're in a place where they learn Medrash or Halachos, well, it says Kiki on the river. The halacha is we have someone at the same time, yet without any requirements. And Amar Rav Ashi, Nehenin, Nehevin Yosef and Kamure Kame, it was our minhag to go ahead and sit and study as a Rav. Bein Medrash, Bein Hilchos, where I was never there. And therefore, we don't know what we should say, Bein Medrash, Bein Hilchos, Kilim Rekiva, whether we say, learn a Medrash or Halachos. Halachos, you go ahead, you have to say the first bracha. You have to make the first bracha. That you have to do, that's a thing that must be darshan davar. So why do you have to do that? Because that's considered the Torah. And Memela, even though it's not the complete Torah, even though you didn't learn it, it's only Medrash, but still in all, the halacha is with Paskin, that it's Sofer for you have to make a bracha. That's the Gemara. Tonight, learned in a brisa. A koryam shemaim, a person who reads Kriyat Shema together with the people of the Maimon, lo yotze, not yotze. Ki mecherim hayu, they're different people. In other words, they're hashra, they're the anshi maimon, they themselves are saying the next one should be good, the avoda should be good, and therefore they don't go out until the avodah is done. They didn't go to the Chachilu, they weren't at the first shul. So Gemara says, what about them? Gemara says, person who is Kari Machi Maimed, you're not Yotze. Because the other people that they can count on. But if you have people they can count on, then you're not Machuyev anymore, then Lo Yotze. You don't have to make a broker. Gemara says, not for the days of Yochanan, the Kohen Gadol. Having Afkina on the Tanisa. We used to go out and go ahead and stack in the Tanis, the fast. Makari Shema Basat Lashon. And we dive. It says Shkri Shema after 3 days, 3 hours. Therefore, you don't have to see. He's bringing a raya that you don't have to say it because all these people don't have to say it. Therefore, you don't have to do it. The Gemara gives a maisa for this. The Gemara says, Yosef Acha Nafik Tanisa, they went for a Tainus. They went to it was a fast day, and they went to Tainus on Yisipur. And the Gemara says, the people of Tzibur came for the creation of Shema Mishlis. And the Gemara says, what happened? The Gemara says, they came and they said, Shema Basat Lissishin, 3 hours in Shema. They said, after 3 hours of the day, but I'm not came, but me, how could you do that? Didn't you learn? You know that the halacha is that the Mishnah is only in its right time. Gemara says in the proper time. And look, Kulum Koronos Lamoid, can't make to love it. So therefore, you see that you can't do it. But Tefillah betok the Beitara. Gemara says, what is the Gemara telling you? That to suit Tefillah. What are you telling me that you have to have Tefillah? But the Gemara says, but tefillah de Torah, that's what you mean, you have to tefillah by learning. But the Gemara says, Amar Rabbah, Amalei, you said it already. The Gemara says, you're ready to be Yotze. The Gemara says, Amalei, b'mei ad Yotos. Mara says, no, the reason why they didn't do it is because of Idiotos. People are going to say they only did this. Why? Because the halacha is to do this. Because it's an onus. But onus unsa, it happened by unsa, but not really planned out, thought out. And therefore, the Gemara says this would come out that the sugya we're ending up with is the Gemara's explaining why we don't have to have a bracha before, why we need to have a bracha after. And what says they shouldn't say that the yotos, that it would say too much, that they consider as we're being punished from that. And the simple people, we don't want to have Shema at that time. The Gemara says, don't worry about it. We'll make sure that everyone gets a chance to say it when the time is available. There's no reason to be so concerned about it. Gemara stops. Okay.